Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tony Peete. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Stratton. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Monty Stratton. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting second. The third baseman, Red Rolfe. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe DiMaggio. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jake Powell. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Merle Hogue. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Kemp Wicker. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Kemp Wicker. And now, play ball. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe strikes out. Two outs. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Hogue settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wicker juggles the ball. That's an error on Wicker. Bonura moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Hogue settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bonura scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kemp Wicker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wicker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wicker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Radcliffe moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Radcliffe scores. Appling moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball towards left. Powell catches it and throws to second to double up Bonura. Appling scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pete hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 0-for-1 in the game. Rolfe hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Crosetti moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehrig for the out. Crosetti moves to third. DiMaggio moves to second. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickey is walked intentionally. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell is hit by the pitch. Crosetti scores. DiMaggio moves to third. Dickey moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Tommy Henrik pinch runs for Jake Powell. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0 for 1 in the game. Hogue is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Henrik now playing right field. Merle Hogue now playing left field. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 0 for 1 in the game. Stratton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hayes bunts towards the mound. Wicker fields it and throws to first for the out. Stratton moves to second. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Krivic reaches second base with a double. Stratton moves to third. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a pop-up towards third. Rolf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Hogue settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kemp Wicker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wicker is 0 for 1 in the game. Wicker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete juggles the ball. That's an error on Pete. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wicker moves to third. Clint Brown now pitching. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 0 for 2 in the game. Rolf hits a fly ball for an out. Wicker scores. Crosetti moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic who is chasing the ball. DiMaggio reaches third base with a triple. Crosetti scores. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 3, Yankees, 3. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehrig hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-3, White Sox. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dickey hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Appling takes first base on ball 4. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bonura hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to third. Bonura moves to second. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pete hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. Bonura scores. It's White Sox, 5, Yankees, 5. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Hoge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoge is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoge hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hefner takes first base on ball 4. Kemp Wicker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wicker is 0-for-2 in the game. Wicker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Krivic hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Krivic reaches second base with a double. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker bunts in front of the plate. Dickey fields it and throws to first for the out. Krivic moves to third. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Krivic scores. It's 6-5, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Rolf hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Pete hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown bunts towards the mound. Wicker fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. It's 7-5, White Sox. Frank Mockowski now pitching. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Krivic hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Dickey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dickey hits a ball on the ground into right field. Walker picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Walker. Gehrig moves to third. Dickey moves to second. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 0-for-1 in the game. Henrich hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Henrich reaches second base with a double. Gehrig scores. Dickey scores. It's White Sox, 7, Yankees, 7. Jack Salzgaber pinch runs for Tommy Henrich. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0-for-3 in the game. Hogue is walked intentionally. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hefner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Salzgaber moves to third. Hogue moves to second. Red Ruffing pinch hits for Frank Mockowski. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Salzgaber scores. Hogue moves to third. Hefner moves to second. It's 8-7, Yankees. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Crosetti strikes out. One out. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rolfe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hogue scores. Hefner scores. Ruffing moves to second. It's 10-7, Yankees. George Selkirk pinch runs for Red Ruffing. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. DiMaggio strikes out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehrig hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 13-7, Yankees. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 13, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Lazzari now playing second base. Don Hefner now playing right field. Johnny Murphy now pitching. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Appling goes all the way around to score. It's 13-8, Yankees. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolf fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 13, and Chicago White Sox, 8. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.